Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN, when we welcome in all the new animals here to the Atlantic Animal Shelter and let you know what's going on there at the shelter so that you can go down there and make an adoption. It's at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, and Andrea Ferrier joins us each week on the program to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Andrea, welcome in.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right, and we have some new faces at the shelter to let folks know about this week.
We do. We have some new faces and a few familiar faces. We'll start with the dogs, because it's such a novelty to have dogs and not just kittens to talk about like we did all summer. First off, we have Kane. Kane, we're reckoning, is 3 to 4 months. He's a black lab something or other mix, as so often is the case. Of course, we have no idea. He's going to be a little bigger than a black lab, though. He's got bigger feet and a little bit bigger head, but it's hard to tell how big he'll get. He's still growing, but he has all the beautiful typical markings you'd see in a black lab: the chocolate brown eyes, the body shape and style, and of course that he's black all over. He's a real friendly dog, and you know that's a great age to get him because they're willing and able to learn and past being helpless, but still funny. So Kane is, he'd make a really great pet for someone. He's pretty calm for a puppy his age also. Next we have Murphy. Murphy was found out by the baseball diamonds, and you know, unfortunately we never know for sure what happened to cause Murphy to be there, but sometimes people leave their animals there, you know, in an attempt to get rid of them, which is really unfortunate. So we're hoping that's not what happened and that somebody will claim Murphy, but it may be the case. He is adoptable right now. He's a male, an unneutered male. He's a mid-sized dog. He looks like maybe he's a black lab, maybe Springer Spaniel mix, something like that. He's mostly black except for his front legs, which are white with black spots. And he's friendly, he's sweet, he's quiet. He's a really good guy, you know. He's just had a little bit of a tough situation in life, but he's a really good guy and he'd love to make somebody a good pet. And finally, we have Tucker. I think we had Tucker last week also. He is also 3 to 4 months old, the same age as Kane, but he's a Rottweiler lab mix. We're guessing he's got the brown above his eyebrows and looks like a Rottweiler, but he's a sweetheart, you know, just at that age where he's still tripping over his feet and being funny, but also able to pay attention, and he's a smart dog. Tucker doesn't really care for cats. Okay. FYI, everybody. But he seems to get along with everybody else all right. So those are the dogs that we have available for adoption right now.
So some good options there on the dog side. And we also need to let folks know about a few cats. And we do have some more kittens again to let folks know about.
We thought maybe our summer of the kittens was over. But we do have 4 kittens that are at the shelter right now. Although I'm glad to say that they weren't born at the shelter. So we don't have to wait while mama gets them raised up big enough. They are available for adoption right now, which means that they're at the age where they're at their cute, adorable stage right now also. And I know every kitten has its own cuteness, but these are particularly, we've got a couple that are white with like gray and black, you know, the kind of calico. And then we have one that's white and orange and one that's gray and white. And they have really distinctive faces, especially the gray and white one. It's got a really long, elegant face. And then the orange and white one's real fluffy and cute, you know. So if you're looking for a kitten, if you didn't get a chance to get a kitten earlier this summer, or maybe you want another one, we do have these 4 kittens that are just wonderful. This is just a wonderful age for adoption. And if a kitten is not your speed, I want to put the word out there again about Sanji. She's been at the shelter for a couple weeks now. She is a short-haired female. She's really looking for a home. And she's one of those that's not going to grab your attention. She's not real mouthy. She's not real needy. She's just really laid back and a little shy. And it's easy sometimes to overlook these cats when you come to the shelter. But it's not that there's anything wrong with her or she's not friendly. She's just laid back. Mm-hmm. And so I'd really encourage you. She's kind of a gray color with some gray-based calico, so she's kind of gray, and she's got some orange and some darker black on her, and she's just real sweet, a real sweet, quiet, calm cat. So we're hoping she can find her forever home.
Well, and sometimes that's, you know, depending on where you're at and what type of home, you know, you live in, the personality sometimes matches there on one way or another. If you're looking for something that's more active, or maybe a cat like, for example, here, that is a little bit more laid back and just going to be relaxing, lounging around, being your butt.
You just know Sanji's going to love bookworms or people who like to watch movies or TV. Calm, quiet home. She'd be a great, great fit for that. And I know there's someone out there who's looking for a cat like that.
So. All right. Well, hopefully we get them hooked up. And if they are interested, where do they need to go to the shelter?
The shelter is located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town. It's in the same place as the wastewater treatment plant.
And it's mostly afternoon hours. There is a Saturday available as well.
Yep, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And if they are going to have any other questions, you can call at 243-2287, and there always is information available online also.
Petfinder.com, or join us on Facebook at Atlantic Animal Shelter.
All right, so we hope folks head on down to the shelter and make some adoptions here this week. And Andrea, we appreciate you letting us know what's going on.
Thanks so much, and when you go see the animals, make sure you tell the staff you heard about them on KJAN.
That'll do it for Leash on Life.